Well, bomba yo, it let rise to fell a fever. Ui, the kid, my big as it does all as well. That my god, then, but it's you, but it's all as well.
Szombat esti blast. Egy szippantás a nyugból.
TV Rádió, itthon vagyunk.
Down to the water, let him graze a while. Take my horse down to the water, let him graze a while. I have not been down these roads since I was a child. I'm close enough to care. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm
Szombat esti blast. Egy szippantás a nyugból.
Sziasztok!
Ez itt a Szombatesti Bláz.
Ismét istentelenül megkésett.
Elnézést kérünk érte. Egy 40. óra csúszás maximum. Aha. Vagy minimum egy óra csúszás.
Igen.
Volt ebből egy nem lesz trend. Probléma.
Ebből nem lesz trend. Ez a 47. adás. A 2025-ös év utolsó blázát sodorjuk.
December 27-e van. Reméljük, hogy sikerült kipihennetek a karácsonyt. Én a Cseri Pongyor Áron vagyok.
Én Boros Csaba vagyok.
Nézzük, hogy mi lesz a mai menü. Először egy emlékdalt fogunk hallani.
Igen, utána pedig Ahmed Algeriz interjújának a második részletét hallhatjátok.
Ezután még egy kicsit érezzük a November Pain 2025-öt, tehát november, idei november legjobb zenéből válogatunk.
Aztán beugrunk az időgépbe.
Végül lesz egy kis csillagkapu belépővel.
Aztán betopanunk a csillagkapuba.
És utána eldobunk 4-20-as, tehát 4 darab 20 éves dal következik, és hát idén utoljára, meg utoljára az adásban lesz az, hogy 2005-ben kalandozunk.
Így van, aztán pedig a 2025-ös Grammy-nek az év dalát szavazzuk meg nagyon önző módon, ami nekünk tetszik.
Így van. Akkor kezdjünk is neki. Chris Rától a Tell Me There's a Heaven című szám fog szólni, és ezt a nagymamám emlékére szeretném ajánlani, ugyanis emlékszem a nagypapám temetésén, hogy a Kell ott fenn egy ország című Zorán dal mennyire megérintette a nagymamámat, könnyekig hatotta, és úgy gondoltam, hogy ez az eredeti verzió belőle, a Tell Me There's a Heaven, ez lenne a legmegfelelőbb arra, hogy elbúcsúzzunk tőle, és azt a rengeteg gyönyörű élményt, amit neki köszönhetek, azt ezzel megköszönhessem. És hát egyébként ezzel Chris Rára is szeretnénk megemlékezni, hiszen ő is nemrég hunyt el a napokban. Tehát következik nagymamám emlékére Chris Rától a Tell Me There's a Heaven.
She said to me, what are these things that I can see? Each night when I come home from school, when Mama calls me in for tea, oh, every night a baby dies, and every night a mama cries. What makes those men do what they do to make that person black and blue? Grandpa says they're happy now. They sit with God in paradise with angels' wings, and still somehow it makes me feel like ice. Tell me there's a heaven. Tell me that it's true. Tell me there's a reason why I'm seeing what I do. Tell me there's a heaven where all those people go. Tell her that it's true.
There's a place for me and you, where hungry children smile and say, we wouldn't have no other way. That every painful crack of bones is a step along the way. Every wrong done is a game plan to that great and joyful day. And I'm looking at the Father and the Son, and I'm looking at the Mother and the Daughter, and I'm watching them in tears of pain, and I'm watching them suffer. Don't tell that little girl, tell me. Tell me there's a heaven. Tell me that it's true. Tell me there's a reason why I'm seeing.
A következő szegmensben Ahmed Agarizzal folytatott interjúmnak a második epizódját hallhatjátok majd, ahol hát tulajdonképpen az elmúlt két évtől folytatja a sztorit, és egy kicsit kitér az inspirációira is, ahogy gyerekkorában megismerkedett a Breakinggel, hogy ők hogyan alakították, mik voltak a kedvenc, mondjuk előadói, olyan popkultúrában elkövetett dolgai, amik nagyon inspiráltak arra, hogy fogja ezt a Breakinget is teljesen magáévá tegye, és kinőjön belül ez az iskola. Szóval hallgassátok szeretettel. Utána pedig egy ennek megfelelő dal fog következni, a Horse the Band feldolgozásában.
So it started from dance, but by necessity you became like a beacon of hope for these people.
Yeah, you noticed maybe the difference from the beginning, how we started it and people didn't like what we did or we started, but now it's different because people saw the impact of our activities and our dance classes and they also felt more secure and sure that we help their children. Yeah, and then on the 19th of December, I went out of Gaza, and the generations after us, B-Boy Pal and also others, kept our programs and kept our activities, but of course, they were not that specialist to dare to go to the UN schools and do activities. And at that time, there were no safe place, so they just did their activities at our dance school or our yard. After this, my nephew and family had to move from our home to the south, and from in the south, B-Boy Pal or Musa started a new group in Rafah city with girls and children, and he did the same activities like drawing activities, expressing through drawing activities, and also with tools and without tools activities and movement and dancing and some choreographs. And after this, they went back, like after 1 month, they went back to the middle area again and decided to teach again in our dance school. And on the 23rd of February, the house beside our school got completely bombed, and our school got damaged, and we lost some relatives and also students of our dance school. We lost Rania and Tuta, and it was hard for all of us because for me, they are close relatives and students, and we were hoping and wishing. I mean, we were hoping and feeling that Rania could be a new leader for a girls group, for the girls generation, but we lost her. And it was like hard for us to believe that this happened, especially to our dance school. I've never thought about this. Yeah.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah. But Rania had a close friend called Habiba. Habiba couldn't get out of their house after losing her best friend. Musa started to try to support her to come to the dance school, and you see now who's Habiba. Now she's one of our symbols, which shows resilience and resistance for the new generations of girls. She's one of the best right now. Yeah, after this, Musa moved to Egypt, and after him, Ajur was our next coach, and somehow he managed to keep teaching the children and doing activities in our yard, but it wasn't easy for him, so he left the team, and then Marcel came and joined back our team because he was a member in 2011-12 till 2013-14, I think, something like this. And because he was living in Gaza City, he couldn't come. And he, as I mentioned once, that the generations after us cannot or couldn't make living from dancing, so they left. And one of these people and members was Marcel. But because he evacuated from his home to the middle area, he was close, and he was like, guys, I'm here if you need some help. And he joined back our team, and he started to teach and to get some experiences from outside, from us, the members who are outside of Gaza, to keep running the school and teaching and doing the programs. Yeah, financially, we were also supporting them with salaries and with also a palm contribution. Like every week they were getting some support, like baskets of food and sometimes with clothes and etc. And step by step, we had other programs like Colors of Hope and Down for Gaza outside and inside, I mean outdoor and indoor sometimes activities. And the Battle of the Week was already since 2006, because we were like competing against each other to support our level and to high up our levels. So it's still till today happening every Friday to push up their levels. Right now the situation is in somehow, especially at our dance school's table. We built back the damaged parts of our dance school to make it again safe for everyone. And now we are like more focusing on developing the new generation to be depending on themselves, to also run programs indoor and outdoor of our dance school.
Again, I can't really begin to imagine operating this magnitude of a project within these circumstances. So yeah, kudos for that.
there are many like communities started to ask how they can support, and we started to organize some charity events, do more awareness and to support our programs at our dance school. And we had also competitions with the name of Get Down for Gaza, 2v2 breaking competitions also to support our dance school. And somehow we managed to send some funds to our dance school through these campaigns or in other different difficult ways. But we managed in somehow to support and to keep our programs running at our dance school. And this is what we outside of Gaza try to do and give as much as possible some support for them.
Sure. So is this Get Down for Gaza initiative, is it's organized by people within your crew who are outside of Gaza and in other countries. So were there any groups who saw your endeavors and tried to help and connected that way? Or are you organizing all of these? Because I saw that in Germany, New York, Paris, Dubai, Spain also, I think. So there are various events. I actually also trying to organize something here in Hungary to support you guys. Yes, I'm just wondering if were there any groups who were checking in to say that, hey, we are here, we want to help, or is it all your effort to?
Yeah, as I said, there are many people or many groups of people try to support our programs. So they contact us and we try to operate together to support our programs at our dance school. And yeah, we try also in somehow to get a stable fund for our programs, because sometimes we get some like difficulties to support our programs because the priority is not the programs itself. The priority are the children and the community. So yeah, if we get some support from other people or from different group of people or from the culture, the hip-hop culture, of course we don't say no. We try to cooperate together to support the children and the community in Gaza Strip. And this is our goal, actually. I want people to know that we do this beside our personal life. It's not our main income for us, for all of us who are living outside of Gaza. And, you know, the system is not that easy for us to organize all of this. There are some risks for us outside of Gaza, but in somehow we managed to be official and to be also securing our way of supporting our dance school and children and community in Gaza Strip. We are not an official association, but in somehow we managed to do all of this as a system of an association. So we do our best all the time.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's very impressive.
If you want to organize something there, we are ready also to collaborate and cooperate together.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, yeah, stay tuned for the details of that. Just to go back a little bit, I'm very interested about what inspired you to take on breakdancing at the beginning.
Okay, what inspired me, actually, when I was a kid, I did like headstand and some acrobats, and my uncles were going upstairs on their hands and downstairs home, and somehow like my mom told me, yeah, my brothers were doing this and doing that, and I was just trying. And you know, from cartoons that we were watching, maybe I don't know, Ninja Turtles or something like this, like Michelangelo was doing backspin or some windmills, and we didn't know what is this actually. But in somehow me and my brother like got some videos for some events of Michael Jackson and Britney Spears, and my brother started to imitate the moves and trying to do this and that when we were in Saudi Arabia. Because we were born in Saudi Arabia, actually, but I'm Palestinian. And when my brother started to get out with friends to do battles in Saudi Arabia, he started to find other kind of movements like windmills, head spins, or one hand hop or something like this. And he got more interests into this, and he asked these friends to meet. And step by step, they gave us some videos from Battle of the Year, maybe 1998, something like this. And from these videos, we got like inspired without we know what is this or what does it call. We were calling it funky, but we didn't know this is like breakdance and it's popular, or in somehow it's like maybe known outside of Saudi Arabia and outside of Gaza. So my brother moved to Gaza Strip to study at the university, and he found out like there were nothing about hip hop, or I mean about breaking, especially breakdancing. Yeah, and step by step, he started to search and to look for people who could support the idea and join the team. He started with our neighbors, and step by step, me and my family moved to Gaza Strip and joined together the team. Like, we called it Camps Breakers.
Nice. It's interesting how emerged organically without a lot of references.
As
you said, like how you basically reinvented dance therapy and trauma processing through this thing you really like doing. It's interesting how it evolved in isolation, basically. I would also like to ask, because you covered a whole lot of ground here.
Yeah, but you know, I can also tell you something, you know.
Sure.
So when we moved to Gaza Strip, there were no internet, okay? Yeah. And I remember that when we wanted to learn something new, my brother went to the coffee shop for the internet, and it was so slow. Like, if you want to watch a video for 1 minute, so you have to wait maybe 1 or 2 hours. And for us, we had our own definitions for the movements, and somehow by watching some videos, we knew like this is basics, like you have to do top rope, but we didn't know that this means top rope or this called top rope. Like, we had like a name for the top rope, for the drop, for the footwork and the power moves and the freezes and the stands, and we started to have our own style, and somehow by practicing, by expressing ourselves through these movements. And in 2008 or 2007, my brother traveled to Switzerland, and he came back with knowledge, with like, this is hip-hop, guys, and this is the branches of hip-hop. And so we started to realize like this is called like this or like that, and it helped us also explain this to the community in somehow. But for us, we knew this called breakdance, but as a word dance, we couldn't dare to say breakdance. So we were all the time telling them, this is break, this is break, this is break. And we called ourselves Camps Breakers. And we were telling people, this is the hardest sport in the world.